Hi, I'm Adam Gerencsér, or Adam, the international pronunciation of my name. I'm from Hungary. I work for the European Commission, and I've been here since 2012.
Hi, my name is Angela Bodo, or Angela Bodo, or Bodo Angela, as we say in Hungarian. So I live in Brussels for a year, a little bit more than a year. I moved here last year in April, and I work as a business analyst in Sony.
Normally, nowadays, everyone watches the fireworks on National Day. That's probably quite similar to other countries. Our National Day has a complicated history. So before World War II, when Hungary was still a monarchy and sort of Christian or Catholic in its culture, it used to be Saint Stephen's Day, who is the founding king of Hungary from 1,000 years ago. Then once after the Soviet invasion, during Soviet occupation, it was first called the Day of New Bread, because it was just after the harvest, and then the Day of the Constitution until 89. And now it's called St. Stephen's Day again. So depending on your generation, you celebrate differently. For Hungarians who live here, there are Facebook groups announcing programs that are private events, as well as events at the Hungarian Cultural Institute on that day and before and after. So there will be plenty of places to meet other Hungarians and hang out together.
There is a Facebook group, the Hungarians in Brussels, and people are super helpful there. So I just post a question, like a practical question, and I got like answers in 10 minutes. So it's really amazing how the Hungarian community works here, because of course you come here, first you are not familiar with things, and you don't really know how things work.
The Hungarian National Cultural Institute maintains a cultural center here that has excellent programs, almost everything for free. So from big musical acts to traveling theater companies to galleries and exhibitions, it's kind of a hub of the Hungarian cultural life. It's called Balassi Intézet Institute.
Our language is very different, it's very unique, like really there is nothing very similar to Hungarian, or at least better put it this way, I don't understand another language just because I'm Hungarian or I speak Hungarian. So it's very different. It sounds very different from other languages. So it's kind of like a secret language, you know, abroad.
While it is dangerous to be too proud of one's country, I am proud of the fact that Hungary survived its 1,000-year history, although it's an isolated little language spoken by only 10 million people in a sea of different people. So in that sense, our history is a success story of endurance.